Yashodanandana braja janaranjana Yashodanandana braja janaranjana Yamuna tira Yamuna tira vanachari Jaya Radha Madhava Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare, Hare Krishna. Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada jaya Prabhupada
jaya Jayam Vishnu Patanam Hansa Paribhaja Gacharya Stikarasa Kasi Sima Sula Bhai Chaynar ISKCON Beauty Founder Acharya Divine Geshe-la Prabhupada Ki Anantakoti Vaishnava Vrinda Ki Jai Srimad Bhagavatam Ki Srimad Bhagavatam Listener Speaker Bhakta Vrinda Ki Jai Gaur Pramanande Hari Hari Bol All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to the assembled devotees All glories to Sri Sri Guru and Guru purify our consciousness, let us offer a prayers to Lord Vasudev, the predominator of our consciousness. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya
नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नारायणं नमस्कृतम् नरं चैव नरोत्तमम् देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासम् ततो जायं मुदीरये नष्टप्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवती नैष्टिकी First verse, we pray to Lord Vasudev to purify or to allow me to see his presence in the pages or within the sloka. Also, the next verse, we express our gratitude to Supreme Lord who gave this beautiful confidential knowledge to Lord Brahmaji, and from Brahma to Narad Muni to Vyasdev, to Srila Prabhupada and to us. So we are grateful for that. We also express gratitude to Narayan Rishi who is doing severe austerities for our, for humans' benefit since long time. Even though it's cold, but because they are doing that severe austerity for the ultimate benefit of the conditioned soul, so we express our gratitude to him, to them. And to Mother Saraswati, who is actually internal potency of the Lord, Bhagisha Jasya Badani, resides in the on the lips of the Lord, to allow us to awaken our love for the Lord. And to Vyasdev who compiled and put this confidential knowledge in a format that we have access, and to Srila Prabhupada who beautifully translated and expressed his realization through his purport. And the next verse says that we every day offer our obeisances and glorification to Srila Prabhupada through Guru Puja, also serving and hearing Bhagavatam. These two activities will destroy what is we call anarthas or unwanted imposition in our heart that we cannot see the Lord's presence, will be destroyed almost nearly. So today we are serving Canto 3, Chapter 5, Text 13. श्रद्धानस्य विवर्धमाना विरक्तिम् अन्यत्र करोति पुंसः हरे पदानुस्मृति निवृत्तस्य समस्त दुःखापयम् अशोदत्ते शाश्वतधानस्य विवर्धमाना विरक्तिम अन्नत्र करोति पुंसः हरे पदानुस्मृति निवृतस्य समस्त दुःखापयम् आशुदत्ते सशब्दधानस्य विवर्धमाना विरक्तिम् अन्नत्र करोति पुंसः हरे पदानुस्मृति निवृतस्य समस्त दुःखापयमाशुदत्ते सशब्दधानस्य विवर्धमाना विवर्ति अन्नत्र करोति पुंसः हरे पदानुस्मृति समस्त दुःखापयमाशुदत्ते Jacob, you want to try? Try. Sasabdadhanasya vivardamana Virakti mannatra karoti pusha Hare padanu smiti nirpitasya Samastha dukkha paramasu dakshana. Very good. Kevin, you want to try? Go for it. Sasadadhanasya vivardamana Smiti nibhitasya samasta dukkha payamasu dhati sasadadhanasya vivardhamana virakti namnatra karoti pumsa Hare padanu smiti nivritasya samasta dukkha paramasu dhati Sa, those topics of Krishna or Krishna katha Shraddha, Shraddha dhanasya of one who is anxious to hear. Vivardamana, gradually increasing. Viraptim, indifference. Anatra, in other things than such topics. Karoti, does. Pungshaha, of one who is so engaged. Hare of the Lord, Pada Anushmiti, constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord. Nibritasya, one who has achieved such transcendental bliss. Samasta Dukkha, all miseries. Apayam, vanquished. Ashu, without delay. Datte, executes. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation. For one who is anxious to engage constantly in hearing such topics, Krishna Katha gradually increases his indifference towards all other things. Such constant remembrance of the lotus feet of the Lord Krishna by the devotees who has achieved transcendental bliss vanquishes all his miseries without delay. Purport. We must certainly know that on the absolute plane, Krishna Katha and Krishna are one and the same. The Lord is the absolute truth before His name, form, quality, etc., which are all understood to be Krishna Katha, are non-different from Him. Bhagavad Gita, being spoken by the Lord, is as good as the Lord Himself. When a sincere devotee reads Bhagavad Gita, this is as good as seeing the Lord face to face in His personal presence. But this is not so for the mundane wrangler. All the potencies of the Lord are there when one reads Bhagavad Gita, provided it is read in the way recommended in the Gita by the Lord Himself. One cannot foolishly manufacture an interpretation of Bhagavad Gita and still bring about transcendental benefit. Anyone who tries to squeeze some artificial meaning or interpretation from the Bhagavad Gita for an ulterior motive is not Saddhadhana Pungshaha, one engaged anxiously in bona fide hearing of Krishna Katha. Such a person cannot derive any benefit from reading Bhagavad Gita, however great scholar he may be in the estimation of the layman. The Saddhadhana or faithful devotee can actually derive all the benefit of Bhagavad Gita, because by the omnipotency of the Lord he achieves the transcendental bliss which vanquishes attachment and nullify of all concomitant material miseries. Only the devotee, by his factual experience, can understand the import of this verse spoken by Vidura. The pure devotee of the Lord enjoys life by constantly remembering the lotus feet of the Lord, by hearing Krishna Katha. For such a devotee, there is no such thing as material existence. And the much advertised bliss of Brahmananda is like a fig for the devotee who is in the midst of transcendental ocean of bliss. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. ओम अज्ञानति निरांधस्य ज्ञानांजन श्लाकय चक्षुर उन्मीलितं येन तस्मै श्री गुरु श्री चैतन्य मनोविष्टं स्थापितं येन भूतले स्वयं रूपकदामहयं ददाति स पदान्तिकं वन्देहं श्रीगुरु श्रीयुतापदकमलं श्रीगुरुं वैष्णवांश श्रीरूपं सागरजातं सहगणरघुनाथान्वितं तं सजीवं साद्वैतं सावधूतं परिजनसहितं कृष्णचैतन्यदेवं श्रीराधाकृष्णपादां सहगणललिता श्रीविशाखांश्च नमो ॐ विष्णुपदाय कृष्णपृष्ठाय भूतले श्रीमते भक्तिवेदान्त स्वामिनीति नामिनि नमस्ते सरस्वते देवे गौरवाणी प्रचारिणे निर्विशेष शून्यवादी पाश्चात्यदेशकारिणे वंचाकल्पतरुभ्यश्च कृपासिन्धुभ्यैव च पतितानां पावनेभ्यो वैष्णवेभ्यो नमो महाबदानाय कृष्णप्रेम प्रदायते कृष्णाय कृष्णचैतन्य नाम्ने गौरकृशे नमः हे कृष्ण करुणा सिंधु दीनबंधु जगत्पते गोपेश गोपिका कांत राधा कांत नमोस्तुते तप्त कंचन गौरांगी राधे वृंदावनेश्वरी वृषभानुसुते देवी प्रणामामि हरि प्रिये वृंदाये तुलसीदेवाये प्रियाये केशवस्य च विष्णु भक्ति पदे देवी सत्वते नमो नमः जय श्री कृष्ण चैतन्य प्रभु नित्यानंद श्री अद्वैत गदाधर शिवाशादि गौर भक्तवृंद हरे कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण 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 हरे 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 राम 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 हरे 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 कृष्ण प्रभु Previous verse, last Friday, discussed the author Srila Vyasadeva's purpose of writing Mahabharata, why he wrote Mahabharata, Ramayana, other, what was his intention. This verse talks about Krishna Katha increases in deference to all other things. When we hear, we should detect the result if we are getting or not. Because this verse and Srila Prabhupada's purport boldly declare that it should vanquish all miseries without delay. And then next verse, tomorrow's verse will be the person who are averse to the topics of this of the Lord are pitied by the pity Lord. We have every week we study Bhagavad Gita, and I spend some time before the class to understand myself. And I'm praying to Srila Prabhupada and our Acharyas, Balabhad Vidyasun Thakur, Vishnu Chakuri Thakur, to give me some realization that will be aligned with our Guru Parampara, aligned with Srila Prabhupada, and that will please the Lord. Sri Radha Samasunda Krishna Balarama and Gornitai, and it purifies my heart and it benefits the audience. In Bhagavad Gita, last part of chapter 18, gives a very interesting view of who was listening Bhagavad Gita when Krishna spoke. Dialogue form with, it was not a monologue, Krishna was not the only one speaking, it was a dialogue form. Krishna is conversing with Arjuna. So at one level I see what Krishna wanted, he got it. He got Arjuna surrender to the will that he wants to show the world. He already decided they are dead. So they are already dead, subjective. Whether Arjuna fight or not fight doesn't matter. They are already put to death. But Krishna wants the world to see that Arjuna actually fighting for him. So that's one level of success by hearing Bhagavad Gita. Because Prabhupada mentioned Bhagavad Gita 2-3 times in the purport. At another level also, end of the Bhagavad Gita you will see, the conversation was unsuccessful. Guru Vyasdev, same Vyasdev who wrote this, also empowered Sanjaya, his disciple, to have a transcendental television in his heart to hear the conversation between Krishna and Arjuna. And he was listening. It was not like goes via media some. No, directly he was listening the conversation live happening in Kurukshetra. Of course he was expressing gratitude to Dhritarashtra also, because Dhritarashtra was given first chance by Vyasdev. I can give you a vision, you can see what is happening in Kurukshetra. Dhritarashtra says, since the childhood of my children, I never know who is my son. Only by the sound I know this is Duryodhana, this is Dushasana, 100 children. I hope we all can imagine how to detect each 100 without looking. Even with the form will be like difficult. Wait, your name is, you are number 55. You know, I was thinking. But Dhritarashtra was materially very intelligent in a sense. He could recognize each son by their sound. So he asked Vyasdev, please don't give me the vision because I don't know how my sons looks like. And in the battlefield, who will be killing who? I may get tormented by wrong conception. Because he doesn't know who Pandavas are either. I mean, he heard about them, he heard their voice sometime. I haven't found whether he could recognize actually who is who by the sound from the other side. But he recognized very well with his son. So he asked Vyasdev to give the vision to Sanjaya. So Sanjaya was expressing gratitude. It was so nice, so nice. Even though Dhritarashtra was blind by birth, he was blind on his religious duty. But still, Sanjaya was expressing gratitude because he did a favor to him. Sanjay was, did not say Sanjay was pure devotee before hearing Bhagavad Gita, but he did say, Harishyami cha punah, muhur punah, punah. The 76 verse, 18 chapter, you will see, Sanjay is expressing, I am feeling so happy, joyful. I want to hear it again and again. I want to remember. I love that Lord. I want to surrender completely. So he became pure devotee just by hearing the conversation. But Dhritarashtra was also hearing the same conversation, but nothing happened. He did not become devotee. Srila Prabhupada even write, later on, at the end of his life, he had a Mahabhagavat Guru. Vidura is a Mahajan. He was a Jamaraj. Krishna was in love with his family. Krishna was even honoring a banana peel from his wife's hand. I mean, what kind of love is that? That Narad Muni was trying to explained to us through his conversation with the Lord. If the person who is offering you something not properly, you can correct, the eater can correct the person, excuse me, why are you throwing the banana and giving me banana peel? Just give me the banana, not the peel. So Krishna revealed to Narad Muni, I'm not hungry for banana peel or banana. What I'm eating, I know. I'm experiencing. And what she's feeding, she knows. That's all it matters. So we can see that Vidura is such an elevated soul that Krishna goes to his house to eat, even though he did not have anything. At that time, when Krishna came there, he went for begging. He was not even at the house. Of course, he heard the music, came, ran to the house. But just before that, just before going to Vidura's house, Saint Krishna was approached by Duryodhana. Of course, the proper etiquette was not there. So in bhakti, etiquette is a very big deal. Attitude, intention, not just action. So he approached Krishna for a meal. He says, you grow up in a village, you and Balaram. I don't think you ever had a good meal, what we eat. This is like a really insult. Even though he heard Krishna is God, it's not that he never heard. He heard, at least I found, like 17 times explanation who Krishna was. He did not accept, he does not want to accept, whatever the reason is. I would like to invite you to our house for a meal. So Lord Krishna, he never withdraw his affection and mercy towards every living being, whether it's a demon or devotee, doesn't matter. He tried to explain Duryodhana. Duryodhana, can you give it Jacob, can you give sitting place? Sitting on the floor. So he said, Duryodhana, a person eats when he is hungry. Person eats in somebody's house when they like each other. You don't like me. Directly he told me. You literally insult me, you don't like me. Why should I come to your house to eat? And you should know, I am God, I am self-satisfied. But the devotee's devotion causes me hungry. So you don't give me either one. You don't like me and you don't cause me hungry. So why should I come to eat? How much more you need for your heart to transform? Did it work? No, he didn't change anything. He said, okay, whatever you don't want to come, that's fine. you all will be deprived of 56. It's called Chappanna Bhog, 56 plus. He was bragging about his eating Chappanna Bhog. So we see Duryodhana's father, Dhritarashtra, he heard the entire Bhagavad Gita. Even till his last moment of death, Srila Prabhupada writes in the purport that, not this purport, in the first canto, that his guru, Vidura, was not happy because he was a pure devotee, and Dhritarashtra had a, you can say, many opportunity to listen to his guru and inquire for ultimate benefit. But still Vidura, because as a devotee, we may not have an attachment to our family members or relatives who are not devotional, you can say, but we always maintain affection, may not be attached. So Vidura had affection for Dhritarashtra and Duryodhana and all others, but never had attachment. Attachment in a sense, don't tolerate this nonsense activity of those relatives or friends, whoever it is. But we never withdraw affection, means we care for their spiritual benefit. That is required. That is required. So then, I was thinking, Sanjaya became devotee, pure devotee. Then Krishna got success, but Dhritarashtra never became devotee. What was the cause on this? So when we hear, I was thinking about this, when we hear, get some knowledge, then knowledge, when we hear through the ear, but then according to Yoga Sutra, Patanjali, and Srila Prabhupada's purport, when we hear, in Bhagavatam there is a beautiful verse 2.8.4, Prabhupada gave a beautiful purport, that hearing should be contemplative. If it is not contemplated, then from ear it will never go to the head. Head means intelligence has to capture. But it will never go if we do not contemplate and reflect. So knowledge we hear, the idea has to be there. Because without idea, without educated, nobody will be committed. That's a fact. I look at it in my own life. I'm not any advanced anything. But still, whatever I'm doing in my life, what motivates me to go on, I see that. So knowledge has to come inside from Bhagavatam. But it has to be contemplated. Srinata Saddhaya Nittam, this is the verse. Srinata Saddhaya Nittam, 2.8.4. The hearing is good, but faith has to be there. Why faith? Because faith actually allows the intelligence to capture. If there is no faith, then I am envious to Krishna. So then question comes, what am I envious to Krishna? That has to be sorted out. Krishna is speaking, surrender to me. Do I accept it? No. That means I am envious. That is a sign of envy. Krishna says, respect the devotees. Do I respect the devotees? Some not, maybe, maybe not. That means I am envious. Envy and faith, if you look at 9.1 Bhagavad Gita to 9.2, 9.3, Krishna reveals to Arjuna, idam tu te genam Genino Goditam Maya, he said, Prabhakshani Anushuyave. I will reveal to you. Bhakshami means I'm going to reveal, but completely, most confidential. Why? Anushuyabe. Because you are non-envy. You are not envious. So I'll give you the confidential knowledge and you can grasp it. Mukshase ashubhat. And you will be liberated from your situation. You are now miserable with your deplorable duality, fight or not fight. Then he says, you'll be out of it. And then, mukshase ashubhat. This will be, you'll be free and then you'll be very happy. Yena vijnana triptatma. So it is important that what we hear, we must reflect. When we reflect, but reflection will not come if we don't contemplate, according to that verse in Prabhupada's commentary, 2.8.4. Then the Harikatha, Krishna Katha, from ear, it goes to the head. But our journey is that knowledge should go to enter into the heart. But from ear, it will never go to the heart if it is not passing through the head. Ear to head to heart. This is what the verse Krishna explained, 6.8. So, hearing, then we develop a perspective. Oh, this is what it meant. Maybe I should not do this. Oh, maybe I should do this more. So you have a vision, drishti shakti develops, vision, a perspective. Then from there, you will have a conviction. Yes, from today I'm going to do this, and from today I'm not going to do this because it is unfavorable, whatever it is. Then, but from the association of those who are expert, hearing from them, we develop a skill managing our time, whatever the situation I'm in, relationship, whatever it is, we'll manage. We'll develop a skill and by the skill we'll manage it. Then a character will be start forming. Very important. So from ear to the head and from head to heart, it's very important that we understand this. How? Like for an example, 6.8, if you look at the purport, Prabhupada says that book knowledge without realization of the Supreme Truth is useless. I was really thinking about it. Would I tell some PhD or FRCS, excuse me, your education, your endeavor for decades is useless? Well, first I have to understand, why did Prabhupada say it like that? It's so unique. From Prabhupada's lecture on that verse in 76, very unique. He says that knowledge has to bring transformation, purification. Then we will be satisfied. So I was thinking, okay, mundane knowledge, somebody may get a PhD, but will that purify their consciousness? No. So will there be any transformation in the heart? No. Then they will never be happy because they are spiritual being. By bringing material things, spiritual being or conscious being will never be happy. Therefore it is useless. So this is very important that every time we hear how it is entering through our ear and where it is taking us. For an example, Every Saturday I speak to the Bengali group. It's a nice intellectual Bengali group for some time now. And one professor asked the question that I cannot give up eating fish. So we did actually a process, believe or not, it worked. So we say, you please hang a fish in your bedroom. Leave it there. Hang a fish that you're going to eat. Instead of eating, just hang it there. So it's okay. After 2 days, we spoke over the WhatsApp. How are you doing? I said, okay, but it's becoming a little absorption on the fish consciousness now. I said, okay, what does that mean? He said, when I open my eyes in the house, I see the fish in my bedroom. When I close my eyes, I see the fish also. So before I used to see the fish only during eating, but now I see the fish in and out, everywhere. I said, good, keep on going and keep on chanting, even though how it will work, you'll watch. On the third day, he texted, said, my wife is getting irritated because it's bad odor coming out. I said, good, keep on going, chanting. On the fourth day, you can relate here. Yeah? On the fourth day, he said, no, this is serious matter. Can we take it down? I said, no, if you're following me, you have to really do what I want you to do. Just keep it one more day. He literally called his night, daytime here, he said, it is impossible. I cannot even sleep. I cannot be in the house. My family is very angry. I said, good, just little while, one more day. He said, this is impossible. I said, no, it is possible. I know what I'm talking. I come from that background. I know how it is. I don't know how many of you ever went to Navadvip from Mayapur. Did you go to Navadvip? Did you go through the fish market? You cannot miss it. I don't know nowadays, but in my time, in 80s, even 79, 78, there was a horrible smell in Navadvip. It's a Mahaprabhu's place. So then on the fifth day he called, he said, I throw up whole night. My wife is like this. I said, good, now you take it out and give it to the animals. So on the sixth day I spoke to him. How do you feel? I don't like fish. I said, wow, really? Talk to me about it. So he talked. It's horrible. I can smell still. I said, oh, very good. Are you chanting? Yes. I said, clean the house with the cow dung. Good. 7 day, 8 day. Then I didn't call for a while. After 15 days, I called. I said, how do you feel about eating fish? I said, horrible. I don't want to eat fish. I said, good. This is called self-realized knowledge. Knowledge cannot be only intellectual. Intellectual means from the ear to the head. But from the head to the heart, it has to be emotional experience, not just intellectual. Intellectual will hold the knowledge, but I'll be still looking for sense enjoyment. In my own life I saw that. And this man now is his second month. He said, no more fish, I cannot even tolerate to look at the fish market. I just don't like anything about fish. This is called emotional experience. This is what we call knowledge become realized in the heart. This way, if we see the sense gratification, then we will become completely satisfied. All our attachment in the material enjoyment has to have a negative, that it's destroying my memory, it's destroying my spiritual remembrance. If we cannot come with this, it will be still lingering within our consciousness and it will try to take us away. Okay, I'll stop here. So that time Krishna Katha become very relishable. You will not be able to live without Krishna Katha. Wherever you are, you will be tasting it. So it is not only, it is a cultivation, it is not an automatic, it is a cultivation. Cultivation in a sense, we have to give up the sense gratification and then relish Krishna consciousness. That time there is a satisfaction and that satisfaction will really make us liberated from this. Srila Prabhupada ki jai. Any further discussion or contemplation? Yes, Mother.
To continue on the fish story, may I give up the fish because of dislike or discomfort for his own sense gratification? But he certainly didn't go on the higher level of understanding that there was a soul in the fish. So it's like a first, yeah, it's good. It's a first step, but it needs to continue, no?
That is very true. But emotional internalize about, I don't know your experience of fish. You have experience of ice cream, cake. For a Bengali, fish is like that. Yes, you cannot live without it. They literally believe that. All over Bangladesh, all over Bengal, majority, now by the mercy of Prabhupada, there are over 50,000 initiated. So that's a big transformation taking place. But some people still, like some leaders, don't want to give up. So I apply this practical philosophy. Even you tell them there is a soul in the fish, they hear it, but it will never be emotional internalization until they come to a disgusting that how it is bad. And it worked. Same thing with the sense gratification in this world. So thank you for mentioning that. Yes, soul is there, but that knowledge, it stays in intellectual, like ear to the head, but it doesn't enter to the heart until they put emotional internalization. Because they have a deep attachment to that. Very difficult. Thank you. Okay. Srila Prabhupada ki jai, Gantaraj Bhagavatam ki jai.